Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got a testimony, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministry International.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Our motto is where the broken are made whole.
Oh, my God.
Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verse 1 through 6. And it reads as thus, hallelujah, glory to God. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God.
Yes, yes.
Whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you give us the housekeeping suggestions on this evening.
Hallelujah. Welcome to all of our new listeners. Hallelujah. Welcome to our Wednesday evening Midway Victory Service. Open up your Bibles. Take out your Bible. Take out your composition notebook. Take out your ink pen, a pencil, something to write with. Take out your highlighters. Take out your communion elements. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may want to write down names of people that you've met today. Hallelujah. Yes, you may want to write down names of people that you met today in a supermarket, in a gas station, and people that you're witness to. Hallelujah. You don't want to forget names of your family members. Hallelujah. Someone may have called you and said, this family member going through this, and that, or whatever, and you don't want to forget those names when we put names into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. You want God to bless them. You want God to come see about them and go see about them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. We have praise and worship 7 a.m. every morning. You don't want to forget. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Seeking the Lord first thing in the morning. Hallelujah. Letting God orchestrate your day. You submitting that day unto the Lord first thing in the morning. Hallelujah. What a difference it makes. Hallelujah. 7 a.m. every morning. Hallelujah. Then 7 p.m. Tuesday evening. Hallelujah. Tune in this coming Tuesday for Bible study. Hallelujah. We're back on schedule with Bible study. Last night was our last class of Institute of Biblical Learning fourth semester. Hallelujah. So tune in this coming Tuesday for Bible study. Then Wednesday evening, 7 p.m., our midweek victory service. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget, mark your calendars. The second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship. Invite someone to listen with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. From 7 and 7:40, it's a men's fellowship. Hallelujah, with the pastor. Hallelujah. And then 7:50 to 8:30 is a women's fellowship. Hallelujah. It's always a surprise what the topic is. But it's always scripture-based in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's always a blessing. Sundays at 3 p.m. Hallelujah. If you're unable to join us for a live service, hallelujah, please join us over the airways. Hallelujah, for our Sunday International Victory Miracle Service. Hallelujah. Sometimes it seems like God just takes the roof off the top and just pours his spirit. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. This past Sunday, we had such a hallelujah good time. It seemed like the anointing of the Lord was so great in the building. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hallelujah. For a place that we can just come to and worship him freely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God for first and second Sunday of the month. I mean, don't forget to look up our ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the mission and vision of the church is. Hallelujah. Don't forget first and second Sunday of the month is the Pastor's Corner and, hallelujah, the Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. The third Sunday of the month is the Birthday Corner with Sister Angie, where we honor the birthdays of the people in the congregation. Hallelujah. Yes, with the gift and the card. Hallelujah. We celebrate your life. Hallelujah. First, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. We have children. They go to a separate room, and they are taught the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, by Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. And then on that fourth Sunday, hallelujah, they are able to present to us what they have been learning. Hallelujah. And Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. They're able to sing songs and quote scriptures and answer questions. Hallelujah. They gave a little review. Hallelujah. In front of all of us. Hallelujah. Letting us know what they've been taught. Hallelujah. About the word. Hallelujah. We thank God even that fourth Sunday is also when our visiting minister comes in to break the word of life to us. This month, that visiting minister is Pastor Viola Wright of the Bible Way Church of God in Christ right here in Baltimore City. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come out and hear right now word from the Lord. Come out and hear what thus saith the Lord to the church for right now. Hallelujah, today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then after the spiritual meal, we sit down to a natural meal around the table. Hallelujah. Come here, see the table spread, and the feast of the Lord is going on. Come out and sit down to a free fellowship meal. We thank God for our new edifice, with beautiful sanctuary, and beautiful kitchen, and beautiful childcare room. Hallelujah, with his own private interest. Hallelujah. Beautiful offices. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Right now, we thank God for even the young people are having a fundraiser. Hallelujah. They are for a donation. You are able to get a bag that has five scripture wristbands in them. You are able to, you can keep them for yourself. Hallelujah. Hook them up with your clothing every day, whatever you're wearing. Hallelujah. Or you're able to, or you may even want to pass them out. Hallelujah. To people that you witness to. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, brighten up someone's day. Bless them as you witness to them about Jesus. You're able to give them a gift. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Watch God bless them just through them wearing the scripture wristband. Hallelujah. When you're able to witness to somebody and then give them a gift, it really does surprise them. It really does. It puts a smile on their face. And then, and you, sometimes you'll even see a shocked look on their face because they've never had that to happen to them before. But we thank God for all that he's done and doing. We thank God for the Washington State shower stations in northeast, southwest, and Baltimore City. Hallelujah. For the homeless. Hallelujah. We're able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. We thank God for that. We thank God for our postal partners. Hallelujah. If you've been, sending a seed, if for anyone that sends a seed to our post office or to Cash App, we will be sending you a thank you gift. Hallelujah. Something just a token saying thank you for blessing us, for blessing the ministry. We thank you. We want to bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for our postal partners. Hallelujah. Post office box is P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And our Cash App is $ TPH 2023. $TPH, which stands for the Pilot's House, 2023. Well wishes, everyone is sending a seed. If you have a need, sow a seed. Hallelujah. Watch God bring in the harvest. Hallelujah. Sow the seed according to the harvest that you want to bring in. Hallelujah. Watch God do the work. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And again, we thank God for, glory to God, our new facility, the fully equipped kitchen, the fellowship hall, and the awesome sanctuary, and the offices and classrooms, and the child care center with its own private entrance, the parking lot, and the grassy area where the children can play safely. We thank God for that, and we thank God for everything that he's doing for and through this ministry.
Now, picnic.
Oh, yes, and we thank God for holiday September the 30th. It's a Saturday. It's a super Saturday. It's the fifth Saturday of the month of September. We're having a picnic. It's called Praise in the Park.
Amen.
And we're going to have a time. We're going to have prayer, praise, worship, and singing, and then, glory to God, we're going to, hallelujah, glory to God, have our games and fishing and fun and food.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
And glory to God. You can call to register. You have to register for this so that we know how many people to prepare for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can call 410-444-5152 to register for this awesome activity. It's going to be 12 noon to 5 p.m. And you don't need a license to fish. You're going to have a time at the playground. It's just so much to do on that day.
Yes.
And we are actually having a professional recording artist to come and minister music. So we're going to have a time on that day. And so we want you to join us all. Mm.
Yes.
How do you spell all, Pastor Peaches?
A-L-L.
All are welcome. You just have to register. You'll call again for 410-444-5152 after the broadcast, of course. Again, 410-444-5152 to register for that awesome day. Again, it's September 30th. It's what we call the Super Saturday. It's sponsored by the Good News Youth Club of this church. You say, what's the Good News Youth Club? That's Children's Church Plus. And so we thank God for that opportunity. And thank you, Pastor Peaches, for reminding me to mention that. Hallelujah. We're going to have a glorious time. Praise in the Park. We're going to be witnessing. We're going to be giving out gifts. It's going to be a wonderful time out there in the park. God bless you all.
Mm-hmm.
God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs. Mm. Wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening.
Amen.
To believe. Hallelujah. And I want to take time to thank all those folk who joined us in a crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them, and putting the icing on the cake, telling that God loves them too. And that's so wonderful. You know what? It's good to pray for others, Pastor Peaches.
Yes, thank you.
Somebody pray for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to take a little time right now to pray for others, to put people's names up in the atmosphere of blessing. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
And we thank God for an opportunity. Because we know how the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail us.
Good much.
We know that when the... We know that he inhabits the praise of his people.
Yes.
So as I play the selection, the prayer, begin to articulate, begin to name names. Family members. Yes, start with your family and then work outward. Hallelujah. Name names. Hallelujah. And then expect God to move. Expect signs,
yes,
wonders, miracles, and blessings to follow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Worship us. He's done that work of life with me and my family.
Yes, thank
you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the bird. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All the children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Malachi and Xavier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Danielle and Elijah, Dominique, little Damien, Marina, hallelujah, Nicholas, hallelujah, Kimberly, hallelujah, Tanya, Mike and Ariana, Avon and Malachi, hallelujah, Earl Jr., Favion and Raheem Emanuel, hallelujah, Rachel Johnson, hallelujah, Raymond Banks, hallelujah, Bertha Johnson. Hallelujah. Kirsten Featherby. Hallelujah. Lorena Johnson. Hallelujah. And David and Norman. And Dexter Corey. Hallelujah. And Damon. Hallelujah. Dion. Murray Cranshaw. Hallelujah. Viola Wright. Lewis Wright. Talitha Regina DeWight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bishop Carvey is a fan. Bishop Carvey is a fan. Bishop Randy Summers is a fan. Our sister, Ryan Summers is a fan. Bishop Burning McBride and family. Our Archbishop Marcia Abraham. Our Archbishop Terry Robinson and family. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you.
First Lady.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We halfway through the week, and it's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
One day I'll have a live audience of children.
Yay!
Real children, not someone that's a child at heart. But until then, I will accept that person that's a child at heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Burns.
Don't say my name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Young people, thank you so much for tuning in, hallelujah, and being there, hallelujah. Even when you feel as if you could be doing something else, hallelujah. I just want to encourage your hearts tonight. And every opportunity I get to encourage you, hallelujah, I want to do it. I don't want to be silent when I can say something about the Lord. Hallelujah. That's at any time. Hallelujah. But young people, I want you to be encouraged about not being weary. There's a scripture. I'll say it like there's a scripture in Galatians 6:9. And it says, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap. One scripture says, if you faint not, and another one says, if you don't faint, hallelujah. And that means you're going to get your just due reward in due time or at the right time, hallelujah. It may seem like everyone around you is having, I'll use this expression because the world uses this expression. I don't use this expression, but I want you to know what I'm talking about. When it may seem like everyone around you is having good luck. And that's an expression a lot of people uses. Hallelujah. That's an expression that the world uses, but I don't believe in luck. And when we were coming up, my mother would not allow us to use that expression. We never used that expression in our house. And I never heard my mother use that expression. I never heard her say it, and she didn't allow us to say it. Hallelujah. But it may look like you're doing all the right things, and no one is patting you on the back. You would like to get your kudos. Would you like to get your kudos from God or from man? Man can only see a limited amount, but God can see everything. And God sees all the time. God can see you when you are being obedient to your parents. God sees you when you give the extra change back when the cashier gives you too much money. Yes. God sees that. God sees you when you're being honest at test time, when you're in the classroom and everyone else, and not everyone else, but you see other people cheating. They may have something written on their wrist or something written on the inside of their glasses or something written on their sleeve because they didn't test, because they didn't study for their test. God sees you when you're really cleaning up your room. Now, I don't mean sweeping stuff underneath of the bed, okay? When you're really cleaning up your room. I was amazed when my daughters were little, and I would come in the room and, oh, my goodness, y'all did a good job. And then when I'm looking for things, well, why can't I find your shoes? What is this? And then you lift up the bed, and, oh, my goodness. From one end of the bed down to the foot of the bed, that's where everything was swept to, underneath the bed. But God sees you when you're sweeping everything in a pile, or better still, he sees you when before stuff get on the floor. He sees you when you're hanging up your clothes. He sees you when you're putting the soil things in the hamper like mom told you, when you're taking the things down to the laundry room like your mother told you. He sees you when you... Even when you go in the bathroom in the morning and actually really brush your teeth, he sees you when you get up, when that alarm goes off. And your mom doesn't have to come to the room and say, get up. Did I tell you get up? You're running late. We're running late. Hallelujah. He sees you when you're helping your parents. He sees you when you're being obedient, because the word of God says when you're obedient, hallelujah, you lengthen your days. You give yourself, you cause God to give you a long life. When you are obedient to your parents, that is a blessing from the Lord. You, there are blessings that God will give you because you hear your parents and you are obedient unto them. And also your parents in the Lord. When you're at church and the pastor or the elders and the missionary speak to you and you don't suck your teeth and roll your eyes because they're saying something to you. They might have caught you doing something wrong. They might have caught you saying something wrong. But you're not sucking your teeth and rolling your eyes and twirling your head around and all, and doing the chicken neck and all of this stuff. No. They see, God sees you when you are hearing the elder, the older people in your life, and you're listening to what they're saying, and you're being respectful. You're being respectful. It's not just for you to be respectful to your mom and dad and the people in your home. It is for you to be respectful to your teachers in the classroom, to authority figures in your community, like the police officer, the fireman, the people that may be at the store, the pharmacist, the grocery man, whatever, whoever is an adult is speaking to you, speaking to into your life, just because they aren't in your household. Does not mean that they don't have the authority to speak into your life or to say something to you. This may seem foreign, hallelujah, and a long time ago, when I was little, not just could your teacher speak to you, but your neighbors. Could, if they saw you doing something wrong, they could speak to you. Then, and they may even tell your parents before you even get home. Then when you get home, your parents speak to you. Then if dad was outside working, then when dad got home, then dad would speak to you. That's four people right there. I would say that's enough. But all these people care about you. They care about your life. They care about the road that you're traveling. It is a blessing when someone sees you doing something that's a little crossed over the line, that you done got over the line a little bit, and into perhaps selfishness or whatever, and they see you doing something you're not supposed to, and they're saying something to you. They don't want to see you go down the wrong road. They don't want to see you. And don't you know, when you're being disobedient, don't you know that is a seed that's going to bring a harvest. So therefore, you don't want to do the wrong thing for the wrong stuff to come back into your life. So it's a blessing when somebody says something to you when they see you traveling the wrong path. When they see you hooking up with the wrong friends at school or the wrong people in your community, or they see you hanging out on the corners with the boys that they always see holding up the buildings, they don't want to see you with those. When I say holding up the building, you know what I mean? They always got their face to the wall and their arms up on the building because that's where the police told them to put your arms up. If adults in your life are telling you, no, baby, you don't want to hang around them. Listen to them. Don't act like you are a know-it-all because you don't. You haven't lived long enough to know it all. Nobody has. But for the adults in your life that have lived a few days longer than you, listen to them. Listen to them. Hallelujah. Listen to what they have to say to you, sweetheart. Hallelujah. They know what they're talking about. And they may not seem like it. You may not want to hear it. Hallelujah. But ask God, Lord, help me button my lips. Let me button my tongue while they're talking to me so I can hear what they have to say. Be respectful. And don't you know, when you put into action what they have told, they say, baby, don't go down this road, okay? Don't you hang with them boys right there. Don't hang. My grandmother used to call them little jitterbugs. Don't hang around them jitterbugs on the corner. Don't hang around them big boys on the corner. Hallelujah. And don't you know, God will bless you. God will allow you to see the trouble that the children that you were told not to hang with, he's going to allow you to see them get locked up, get put in a paddy wagon. Some of them may get shot. If they're going down the wrong road, bad stuff going to happen to them. But you know what? God done already blessed you to have good listening ears, to go another way, and God was going to show you the blessings of being obedient, where those blessings are going to take you. So therefore, just thank God. Thank God you have people in your life that love you enough to share with you what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes it may get on your nerves, but don't be disrespectful. Don't suck your teeth while you listen to your parents, while you listen to the adults. Hallelujah. Just thank God. Just shut your mouth. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And listen. Hallelujah. It will take you far. You will go far in your life being an obedient child. Hallelujah. And obedience and honoring your parents has no age limit. Okay? It has no age limit. You're living in a house. I don't care if you're growing up to move out of your house. You're still supposed to honor. You're still supposed to listen. You're still supposed to, yes, ma'am. You're still supposed to respect them. It still has blessings on it. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Back to you.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peters. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on this evening.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
If it's not true, don't say it. And if it's not right, don't SD. God bless you. Thank you again, Pastor Peters. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Peters, I need to ask you a question. What time is it?
Holy Communion time, Pastor.
Well, bless the Lord. We thank God for this time. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Our text on this evening is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23-30. In that text, it says to examine yourself.
Yes.
And we do that in the light of the word of God. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. That means the latter part of that scripture. Hebrews 9:22b. You're talking about the latter part of that scripture. Revelations 1:5b. You're talking about the latter part of that scripture. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in this text on today, which is again found in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, verses 23-30. The word of the Lord also says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, but Ukasham Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightly discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Your body broken for us. In
we thank you, Lord.
Of you.
For our healing already. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verse 1, 2, and 3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing today. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. Hallelujah. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system. Hallelujah. The endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The nervous system. the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside. And we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now. In Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat, let's drink together. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, thank you, Jesus. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. So we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ only covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes. Our forefathers and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we see. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family. Every cell of your head to be dictated. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family. Every cell of your head to be dictated. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers over. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, replaces, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on this evening. We remember you, Lord. And because of who you are and who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on this evening. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our families and our bonus families. According to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4, 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts for ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Cast the picture. Cast the picture. I can't need you, Pastor Peter.
Look at Jesus. Yes, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I need to know what time is it now.
I'm for the word, Pastor Bird. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at Jesus. Thank you.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I receive your anointing.
Bless your name.
Preach and to teach your word.
Hallelujah.
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown in.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly.
Yes.
But I seize it with every ounce of strength I have.
Thank you, Jesus.
Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save and fill with your Holy Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch these lips of clay, that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Father God, we thank you for spirit of authority to bind the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, we beat you in your satanic cords. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we bless your name today. We praise your name. We honor your name. We glorify your name. We exalt your name today. Because you get the glory.
Yes.
You get the honor.
Hallelujah.
You get the praise. And we bless your name again.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. And let everyone say,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. On this past Sunday, we embarked upon a journey, the part one of this teaching. The title of the message is How to Say No When Saying Yes is Spiritually Unsound. Let me say that again because that's a mouthful. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
How to say no.
How to say no.
When saying yes.
Saying yes.
Is spiritually unsound.
Spiritually unsound.
In other words, when it goes against the word of God.
Amen.
You don't say yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Peaches.
Yes.
Can you read those scriptures? You can start with the two I read or we did. Start at the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Give us the addresses, please.
Yes, sir. Proverbs 3:27. 1 Timothy 5:22. Ecclesiastes 5:5. Proverbs 15:1. John 3:3, 2 Corinthians 5:17, James 1:5-6, 2 Corinthians 5:18, 2 Thessalonians 3, 10 through 15 and James 4, 17.
Hallelujah. On Sunday, we shared three words. And we talked about Noah Webster, who put out in 1828 the first comprehensive dictionary in America. The three words that we talked about were helping, enabling, that's a verb, and enabler, that's a noun. Or we might even say pronoun, I don't know, but that enabler, I'm using it as a noun. Three words. Helping, almost self-explanatory. You're not bringing destruction, you are helping. You're not doing any harm. You're bringing resources and means. Lift somebody up or build somebody up. Enabling is sort of similar. You're providing assistance by the means you have at your disposal to help them, to build up, to lift up, to meet needs. Now, there were positives. Enabler is a negative. That is doing for others when they should be doing it for themselves. Enabling somebody, an enabler is a person that keeps doing for folk when they have the capacity and even the means to do it for themselves. Now, the title of this message is to how, of course, Shaka, to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. Every 2 to 3 months, you help somebody with their rent. Every 2 or 3 months, you are an enabler. You're in God's way. Enablers get in God's way. Helpers do God's work. Enabling is part of God's work. The enabler is someone who stands in between God moving and somebody's life and that person. You're standing in between God and that person, or those people.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't call you to be an enabler. Hallelujah. Give me the third scripture. Let's read that.
That was Ecclesiastes 5 and 5. Hallelujah. Let me turn to Ecclesiastes 5. Verse 5 says, better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay.
Let me just pause it. You vow to follow Jesus, not to follow your emotions. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be very transparent. Every time, the most of the time I follow my emotions, I've got my big self in trouble. Your vow was to follow Jesus, is that right?
Amen.
Now, I may be mistaken. Maybe you didn't make that vow to the Lord. But if you did, you better deal with it. There's another scripture. I don't have it. I apologize. There's so many people that do co-signing for people. Because they can't stand on their own because they're bad payers. Stand in surety for others. That's in Ecclesiastes as well. The Bible says don't do it.
Amen. That's right.
Because you are standing in the way of God moving in that person's life. Or you may be like that parent who co-signed for a car for a child that shouldn't be driving, and they go get it, they buy them a car,
You wreck it up.
Co-sign, and they get killed in a car accident.
Whoa.
You don't co-sign for your husband or your wife. Believe it or not, it's automatic. That's an automatic thing. But you don't co-sign for your children. Don't co-sign for your uncle, your aunt. And don't dare co-sign for somebody you don't know. Ask me how I know. I worked for the city for over a decade. And I co-signed for somebody that was a subordinate to me. And you know who paid off that loan, don't you?
You did. Wow.
If somebody doesn't have enough credit to stand on their own two feet, then they go get that credit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on you. God said don't do it. And you do it, you're disobedient.
Amen.
I don't care how they cry, but you don't understand. I need you to co-sign, get this loan so I can pay my rent.
What?
Aren't you just the one that just came back from Las Vegas? Well, I spent my rent money because I just knew I would win in Las Vegas. You stand in the way for God to give this person a lesson.
Foolish.
If you co-sign for them.
Mm-hmm.
You promised the Lord, I'll hold on. I'll follow you. I'll be obedient. And then you co-sign.
Mm.
You can say to them, get this verbiage because it's gonna bless you. I don't mean no harm, but I really can't do that. And you can go to Ecclesiastes. And I apologize. I'm going to get that on Sunday. I'm going to give that out on Sunday. The scripture that says you don't co-sign for anybody. You tell me, my Bible says I can't do that. But you're supposed to be a Christian. That's right. I follow the Bible. And you give them the book. Y'all wonder why I give so many addresses. You get so many texts. Because you need to know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure of yourself. Lay aside the words that's so easy beset.
Amen.
When people come to you and you say what's in the Bible, it's on you. But when you say it's found in such and such, such and such, go read it for yourself. It's not on you. It's on God. It's on them. How to say no when saying yes is spiritually incorrect. Unsound, spiritual disobedience. You say, my goodness, I just heard that somebody needs food. The Bible says, Proverbs 3:5-6, lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. You better ask God, say, is this a trap of the enemy? Is this a way for a negative person to get my resources? Is this a way to get me off track so I won't be at the place that God wants me to be? Because everything good to do is not necessarily good for you to do. I need to say that again because some people get kind of confused with it. Everything good to do is not good for you to do.
Amen.
Not necessarily good for you to do. How will the devil get you off track? The devil will not get you off track by tempting you to rob a bank. Maybe in your mind, but not in actuality. Hallelujah. But he'll tempt you to do good. Because the Bible says to feed the hungry. I remember. We talk about the Good Samaritan. I remember several instances where folk were riding down the road and they saw this man laid out in the road. First thing you do, you inquire of the Lord. These folk did not inquire of the Lord. They went out to see if they could help. The man got up and along with some people on the side came, robbed them, and took their car. Everything good to do is not necessarily good for you to do. Shall we not pay attention? Oh, no, but you pray. You ask God for leading and guidance. The word says he will direct your path. Give me another scripture. I got to move on.
Oh, hallelujah. Proverbs 15:1. Hallelujah. That one's familiar. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger.
I've had situations where I loaned money to folk. And when I went back to get the money that I loaned. They got angry at me for asking. I didn't remember in the word, and I got to get that scripture too, where when you loan, don't expect it back.
Mm-mm-mm.
So don't, you're not required to loan out your rent money, y'all. Your mortgage money.
Oh, no.
Because you're going to be sitting out your furniture and you're going to be sitting outside. They're going to be auctioning your house away or they're going to be moving you out. The sheriff and everybody else going to be moving you out the house. You got to be led by the Spirit, y'all. So you say, well, how can I say no? It's my family. Hmm. Oh, shit, kid. My cousin. My cousin just got put out of their house, and they need some place to stay. That sounds good. But they do drugs. They don't serve your God. And you got children in your house. You got a house that you've been paying on for years. And you say, well, I got an extra. I'm going to bring them in my house. You don't bring the devil. I don't care if it's your close friend. I don't care if it's your brother or sister. They doing drugs. Trust your God. Mother on Monroe Street and a sister. They live together. Devout Christians. Mother had a son that was out there. And for some reason, lover, he needed a place to stay. Say, well, isn't it nice to open a house? He's a devil. He's full of the devil, being used by the devil. You let him in your house. You say, Brother Brad, is that Bible? You check it out. You check out, you're going to get to the scripture. He came in the house, and not too long after he came in the house, started living there, the police broke into the house, arrested him, and went, tore the house up, searching for drugs and money.
Uh-huh.
And so it happens that the daughter, she did what a lot of people do for money. She had a lot of money she was saving. She didn't like to put it in the bank. She had over $1,000 under her mattress. they found it and took it because they thought it was drug money. Mm-hmm. How could she say it wasn't? She said it wasn't, of course, but they had a drug dealer in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And drug dealers, they're liars, cheats, and murderers. And you let them in your house. You say, but that's flesh and blood. Yes. But sometimes we got to let them stay in the oven before we can take the turkey out. In other words, they got to be done first before you start eating on it. You don't buy a turkey from a store that's uncooked and then take it home and start carving it on and eating it. It's got to go in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to stay there until it's done, until God's work is done. You say, well, how can I say no to my blood?
Mm. No.
The begin, the little O. And you can say, I don't mean no harm, but my house shall be called the house of prayer. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You serving the Lord? Welcome. You're not serving the Lord? I'm going to point you to a hotel. I'll point you to, what do you call those places? A center, homeless. Homeless
shelter.
I'll get the number for you. I'll connect you with the agency that will help place you. But my house, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You want to serve the Lord? Come on in. Door open. Step on in. You say, but is that in the Bible? Yes, it is. So what do you do? How do you talk to them? How do you tell your family members? Because they're going to try to put the guilt on you. I told you this on Sunday. I'm going to say it again. Anybody that tries to put guilt on you, they either full of the devil or they're being used by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Romans 8:1 says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. You in Christ, he don't give you no guilt. You may be convicted of sin and you immediately ask God for forgiveness, but he don't give you no guilt trips.
Man, that's right.
That's the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do something that's not right and try to call it, well, this is what Christ would do. No. I'm going to tell you, Christ threw them cheaters out of the temple. They were cheating God's people. They weren't just charging fair market value. They were charging double and triple fair market value because if they wanted to get their sins forgiven, they had to have what was going to be sacrificed. But people paid the price. Because they wanted their sins forgiven.
Mm.
So he threw them out. That's the only time. Jesus got angry at some folk. Threw them out of his house.
Mm-hmm.
My house shall be called the house of prayer, and you made it a den of thieves. And people have misheard that. If you steal it from folk, don't you do it in the house of God.
Amen.
Now, if you're serving God, and sometimes people have dinners and stuff like that, and if the fair market value, that's okay. In fact, sometimes the dinners in the church cost less than you go find a dinner out in a restaurant. You ain't finding no dinner for under $10. Under $20. So we're not talking about, the Bible wasn't talking about. See, some people, you got to understand what the word is. Get into the word and know the word.
Hallelujah.
How to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. It's not the word of God.
Amen.
You got to, excuse me, I don't mean no harm. Somebody on your job say, look, can you co-sign for me? Can you lend me some money? Are they Christian? Are they following Christ? Do they flow with the things of God? You don't know. They may say yes, but you ask God to lead you. The Bible says he'll lead you in some truth.
All truth.
He leads you in some truth on Sundays.
All truth.
But you won't go wrong and say, I got to talk to my financier.
Mm-hmm.
You don't owe no conversation. Excuse me, I have to talk to my financier. And you go to the restroom or go and talk to Jesus. And you're going to hear Jesus whispering, no. You go back. Look, my financier said, no, I'm sorry.
Don't do it.
I can do about it. But I said, no.
Don't do it.
What do you not understand about the big N and now the big O? I love you. God loves you. There's nothing you can do about it. But I want you to stand on your 2 feet, my 2 feet. You know, a lot of people walking around, they got sore feet. Have you seen that, Pastor Beaches?
I know, yeah.
You know why they got sore feet? Because a lot of people standing on their feet. They're supposed to be standing their own 2 feet. They're standing on your feet. And folks limping around. And you wonder why they're limping. Because folks standing on your feet. They want to live off faith, but they want to live off your faith.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about the woan that came to me, wanted me to loan her my rent money. And she'd get it back to me on Friday. She didn't have a job. And I usually only saw her once every 6 or 8 months. What's she going to do, rob a bank on Friday? The Holy Ghost hit me. I know it was the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, no. You let the Holy Ghost talk to you, y'all. Lean not to your own understanding. Give me another scripture. Hallelujah.
John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God is what's here. You know, the kingdom of God. We're part of the kingdom of God. We're in our earth seat. We're on this planet. We're part of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is where God is. But, you know, but the kingdom of God is his whole domain. And see, we got to be born. You really want to see God. You really want to know God. You really want to be in touch with God. You got to be born again, y'all. You want to be able to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. You got to be born again. Say, well, I'm born again, but I'm still kind of fearful of saying no to my relatives or to my best friend. I don't know where I got that from.
Ace Boom Coon.
Yeah. Okay. But the bottom line, you got to, you got some stuff that God told you to take care of. And unless God come to you audibly, and you know it's God, and say, thus and so, you follow what he said.
Amen.
Follow the leading of the Lord, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. Mm-hmm. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
The way you used to operate before you got saved, because you loneliness, you signed this, you'll help these. You got to pray. You're a new creature now. You got new parameters. You got new ways of doing things. You can't lean up to your own understanding. You've got to all your ways acknowledge him and let him lead you. Yes. You're a new creation now.
Yes.
The way you did things 10 years ago, 20 years ago, ain't cutting it right now.
Amen.
You will get your whole self and everybody around you in trouble. You're going to sink your ship if you don't follow what God says to do.
Amen.
And sometimes he's going to tell you, say no.
That's right.
And you play with God. You get a scripture. That's why I tell you, stay in the scripture. You get the scripture and give it to him. Say, see, God told me no. He said, what did he say that? Oh, he said that 2,000 years call. Here it is. And you give them the address. Read it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't saying, well, they're gonna try to tell you, oh, it don't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't interpret the Bible, you ain't saved. And you ain't got the Holy Ghost. You're just going to tell me, just like reading the book. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed.
By the renewing of your mind.
By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that good, perfect, acceptable will of God. Your place is to be in the will of God, not in the will of man. Just because he wills you to give him your rent money and he'll give it back to you on Friday.
Mm-mm.
Then a Friday coming, you found out he's a joined the witness protection service.
Yeah.
Can't find, nobody can find
him nowhere.
Where he went? He just took enough, he got enough money from you so he can go to Las Vegas or Atlantic City.
Mm-mm.
Or the racetrack. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. James 1:5-6. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed.
I'm going to tell you something. Some of you out here carrying too much weight on you. Stress, I mean. You carrying the stress of your entire family. You need to stop that. You are an enabler. You ain't God's way. Stop. You're blocking God from moving in somebody's life, showing himself strong on somebody's behalf. You ain't God's way. Now he's going to move you one way or another. You don't want him to move you.
Amen.
But you better move yourself. You need to move yourself. You need to say, I'm sorry, I don't mean no harm, sister or brother or cousin or niece or grandchild or grandson or uncle or aunt, but I got to say no. The Spirit of the Lord compels me to say no. They say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you got to argue with God. You go to God and ask him. And you can give him a scripture. But you got to say no. You can't. You're carrying too much weight. You're stressed out. And then when your body breaks down, guess who comes to see about you? They call you on the phone, and your body broke down. You're laying in bed. And I said, can you come and pick me up? Come and pick you up. I'm in my bed. I'm on bed rest.
Power off.
Mm-hmm.
You done broke me down. I can't do. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And they don't call to help you out. They don't say, do you need anything? No. Because sister tragedy or brother trouble. They only come to you when they want something from you.
Mm-mm-mm.
They ain't coming to give you nothing but a heartache and a headache.
Mm-mm.
How to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. It's time for you to cut. Now, I think I got some children might be still listening. So I'm putting it this way. Some of you have tried to become surrogate mothers and breastfeeding folk
mm-hmm.
that go out and get their own stuff. They ain't got a job, but they're coming to you and borrowing $20 here, $20 there. They pay it back to you because they're setting you up.
Yeah, for a larger amount.
One day. My time is up. One day, they're going to come and say, can you loan me $300?
Uh-huh.
And because they have a record of paying you back, you say, oh, of course, because you always pay back. And then you give them the $300. And then you say, I'll give it back to you on Thursday. Thursday come, no money, no them. Friday you call them, you can't get through to them.
Mm.
The following Thursday comes. You can't die. The following person. And then you know, found out that they just joined the Witness Protection Service.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't tell you what Thursday. They might have said Thursday 3 years from today.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm. They know. If they try to put you on a guilt trip,
mm-hmm.
get out of hand. Say no. Say, I'm sorry. You can tell them what they did. You're trying to put me on a guilt trip. And you're either pulling the devil or you're being used by the devil. I don't mean no harm, but no.
That's right.
Let them go.
Amen.
And again, you're standing in the way of God proving himself to them. Bring them to the point where they cry, what must I do to be saved?
Amen.
I'm tired of what I'm going through. A lot of people want to take you with them through that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your job to go through it with them. Jesus' job, I'll go through it with them. Your job is to reach down and pull them out of it, the word of God. A minister of reconciliation, not a minister of enablering. Enablering. Interesting. Might be a new word. He didn't call you to be an enabler.
Amen.
Stop it. The Spirit of God says stop it. Because you're killing yourself. You're stopping what God wants to really do in your life. And you're stopping what God wants to do in their life. Don't be an enabler.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for the word shared tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glorify your name. We praise your name in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sunday's going to be part three because I ain't finished yet.
Hallelujah.
Some of you still holding on to folks, still enabling. You're still an enabler in somebody's life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And please join us in the morning for praise and worship at 7 a.m. Hallelujah. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. If you would like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, please repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you died and you rose again. I thank you, Lord God, for coming into my heart. Now make you my Lord and Savior. If you repeated that prayer, we believe that you are saved. Hallelujah. You've gone from death unto life. It's just that easy. Hallelujah. To ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Hallelujah. And he has made you a new creature. It's as easy as that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
You're my your many stripes, I've been set free.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.